Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. For this episode, I will be reading Hooking Up with My BFF Sister's Date. My best friend, her sister, and another friend were coming over for the night. They had already arranged for guys to show up, one for each of us. I had no idea who they had coming for me. I spent the day cleaning my house from top to bottom, getting ready for them to come. I was a little annoyed that the gatherings always had to be at my house because they had another sister who was extremely religious. I wouldn't have been so annoyed if they ever came over early to help get things ready or stayed after to clean up. They would stay if they drank too much, but would get up and leave in the morning, hungover, leaving half of their things all over my apartment. After I had my place perfect, it was time to get ready for the night. I sent a message to let them know I was getting ready. They messaged they were on their way over to finish getting ready at my place. I left the door unlocked and jumped in the shower. I heard them loud and clear when they got there. They had already started to pregame for the night. I hurried out of the shower to get dressed and grab a drink myself. We turned on some music, and we were all crowded in my bathroom to do our hair and makeup. We finished up a few minutes before the guys arrived. We were revved up and ready to dance and have a wild night. They came in carrying a few cases of beer and looked like they had spent a lot of time getting ready. I was introduced to the guy they had brought for me. His name was Nick. He wasn't bad looking, but he wasn't what I would say is good looking either. He looked at me like he was enamored with how I looked, though. The guys were standing together and looking a bit awkward, so we turned up the music to get things started. We were all starting to groove to the music, except my girlfriend's sister. For some reason, she wouldn't even stand by the guy that was there for her. It was strange, too, because they had been hooking up for a few weeks. She had acted like she was really into him earlier when we talked about him. I felt bad for him. She was acting like a complete stuck-up now. He tried to start up a conversation with her a couple times, but she walked away. I could see on his face he was over her, and she continued to ignore him. I didn't know her very well, but I was super surprised by the way she was acting. I didn't like her, though. I kind of tolerated her for her sister's sake. Nick, my lovely date, started out good, but quickly became annoying. We didn't even get through one song before his hand was trying to roam to my ass and breasts. It didn't matter how many times I moved his hands back to a neutral area. Seconds later, he would be moving it right back. The final straw was when I excused myself to use the bathroom. I had just finished and was checking my hair and makeup when he walked in without even knocking. I turned thinking it was one of my girls coming in. I was startled to see it was him. I thought maybe he hadn't seen me come in or heard me when I told him I was going to the bathroom, even though that was unlikely. I excused myself, but as I went to make my way past him, he grabbed me. He turned me towards him, and before I could react, his lips were crushing down on mine. It might have been romantic if I was attracted to him, and if his mouth didn't taste like stale cigarettes and beer. He jammed his tongue in my mouth when my lips parted from my surprise. His hands roughly grabbed my ass and breasts in a frenzied attack. It took me a few seconds to gather myself together and push him away. I didn't say anything, just walked out and shut the door behind me. He was left there standing with a dumb look on his face. I was sure he had no idea what he had done wrong. When I came out, though, my eyes met with Matt's, who was the date of my best friend's sister. I could tell instantly that he was interested in me. I had seen that look many times in a man's eyes. He was way better looking than Nick, and I was definitely attracted to him. I broke his gaze and looked over to see my friend's sister looking over like she had noticed the way our eyes had met. I made sure not to look his way again. I wasn't in the mood for any problems right now. As the hours passed, everyone was getting pretty tired and becoming a bit more subdued. A movie was put on, and everyone found a place to sit and watch. I decided I wanted to smoke a blunt and asked if anyone else wanted to join. The only one that wanted to go smoke was Matt. He also had a blunt rolled. We went outside on the porch to smoke. It was such a beautiful, warm night out. There weren't a lot of stars in the sky, but the night sky was clear. I left the light out to keep my neighbors from seeing, and it kept it more private. We both lit our blunts and took a few drags. We made small talk for a bit. It didn't take long for the conversation to turn towards a more sexual kind of conversation. He moved closer to me and put his arms around me from behind while we continued to smoke. I could feel him pushing his hard cock into my backside. I pushed and grinded my ass back on him. We soon gave up smoking so he could use his hands on my body instead. Unlike Nick, I welcomed Matt's hands on me, and I thoroughly enjoyed the feeling. He wasn't groping me either. He was caressing my body softly. I could feel my body responding. My breathing was coming in rapidly, and a slickness started forming between my legs. He kissed my ears and sucked on the lobes. Feeling the wetness of his mouth and the heat of his breath on my sensitive ears drove me wild. I turned my head so he could kiss my lips. My clothes started to feel constricting. I wanted to feel his hands and lips directly on my sensitive areas. He must have been thinking the same thing. He slipped his hand up underneath my top until his fingers found one of my breasts. He ran his finger over my hard nipple. It felt so good, but still it wasn't enough. I wanted him to feel all of me. I wanted him to feel the inside of me. We couldn't do more right outside the door. Someone was bound to come looking for us. I'm sure it would be a big surprise to everyone if they were greeted with us fucking. I had an idea. I took his hand and I let him down beside my apartment. My landlord had been doing some work over there and had left a tractor. For some reason, I felt that would be the perfect spot. It would at least hide us from view if anyone came looking. It would also give us something to use for leverage, if you know what I mean. I would have felt bad about fucking a girl's guy while she was inside, but this was different. I didn't really like her. She was always acting stuck up, like she needed to be the center of attention and would get mad if she wasn't. There was this one time she had really pissed me off, and this was me getting her back. See, she was supposed to be a DD one night. We all went to the club. She decides to drink and run off with some guy, leaving us to find our own way home. I only had enough money for the night, and luckily I called a friend who came and got me, which was 45 minutes from my home. Forgetting about her, I leaned back against the back tire. We kissed while our hands roamed each other's bodies. He pulled my top over my head and unhooked my bra. My nipples felt so good when the night air hit them. It was even better after he sucked each one, leaving them wet. He sucked my nipples a little too hard, but it still felt great. He undid my pants, and I helped him take them down and set them aside. All I had left on was my thong panties. He didn't take these off. Instead, he pulled them aside. He ran his fingers through my wet pussy lips. He gave me such a sexy moan while saying in my ear, "I love how wet your pussy is." He slid a finger inside my wetness and wiggled it around. I was so turned on and ready to explode. My pussy was just waiting for some stimulation so she could let go. I moaned over and over as I came on him for the first time. "Yes, come for me," he groaned in my ear while he pumped his fingers inside me. "Yes," I thought, "I'll come for you over and over once you put that cock inside me." "Ooh, it feels so good," I said as my body calmed. He withdrew his fingers and moved my left leg so it was resting on part of the tractor. I thought he was going to pull his cock out and give it to me. But instead, he lowered himself to his knees so he could taste me. I loved the feeling of the night air on my wet pussy while Matt sucked my clit and slid a finger back inside me. Oh, my pussy was so sensitive. And what we were doing was so wrong. I swear it made me come harder in his mouth. I gripped the tire with my fingernails as I came. I covered my mouth with the other hand, trying to hide most of my moans just in case anyone came looking. He stood up and undid his pants and let them and his boxers fall to the ground. I reached out and grabbed his erect cock. I lowered to my knees so I could suck his cock a little before we fucked. I wish we had more time to spend exploring each other's bodies, but we both knew we had to move quickly. His cock was slightly above average, and he for sure did not shave or keep himself trimmed. But I sucked his cock like a dirty little whore. I wanted to make sure I sucked him better than my friend's sister did. After a few minutes, I stood up and turned away from Matt and bent over. I held onto the step of the tractor as he positioned himself behind me. I felt the pressure of his cock on my opening. I love that feeling when a man's cock enters me for the first time ever. It's different with every man. I'm sure it was the same for men when he enters a woman for the first time, too. Ooh, it felt so good being stretched around him. He pushed himself all the way in me and held it there, letting me feel all of him. He began giving me slow and deep thrusts. My body felt on fire. The air on my nipples and clit increased my pleasure. He reached around to rub my engorged clit when he felt me getting ready to come again. I covered my mouth and moaned into my hands while my pussy became dripping wet and pulsed on his hard cock. He stood back up and gripped me by my hips. His thrust slowly became harder and harder. His cock felt amazing inside. I could feel it hitting my ovaries, creating a tingling deep inside me. I knew we had to hurry, but I really didn't want it to end. He had such good rhythm that I could come on him over and over all night long. We were so into it now that I don't think we would have stopped if we had heard anyone looking for us. I couldn't believe my friend's sister was treating him the way she was, especially since he was obviously a bad boy and such a good fuck. But it was my good luck she was being a stuck-up bitch, 'cause I was the one that was enjoying his cock. I bent over more and widened my stance so he could pound himself inside of me. He was giving it to me so hard, I forgot about anything else except the feeling he was giving me. I could hear his body smacking against my wet pussy. I'm getting ready to come. You want to come with me? He asked. Yes, give it to me. I cried and reached up to hold back onto the step, knowing he was getting ready to explode inside of me. Made me so hot, I began coming hard on his cock. He pounded and pounded until he suddenly stopped. I continued to come as I felt his cock pulse along with my pulsing. His hot liquid filled the inside of me. Ooh, my body felt amazing. He held himself there for a few seconds, making sure to get every drop inside my pussy. Some of it dripped out after he pulled out. I leaned down and licked the juices off his dick since we were outside and he couldn't wipe it off. I pulled my panties back to the center and let the rest of his cum drip into them. It took us a couple minutes of fumbling around to get dressed and back up to the apartment. We lit back up our blunts and acted like we were finishing them up. Luck was with us. My friend's sister came out a few minutes later looking for her date. He went back in with her, and I stayed out to finish my smoke and enjoy the memory of what I just did. She gave me a strange look when I came back in, but didn't say anything. I think she was suspicious, but I don't think she had any idea how far we had gone out there. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. Remember, all stories are written and read by myself. They are adult themed and meant for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature.